News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Committee on Assisted Dying is going to publish its final report later on today. And Paul Hosford, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner, joins us. Paul, lots of stuff obviously expected in the report later on today. That main report coming out, and now we're hearing a minority report as well by three of those committee members, namely the chair, Michael Healy-Ray, and also Ronan Mullins and Robert Troy. Tell us what we know about these reports as they are predicted.
Good morning, Kerry. Yeah, I suppose the main body of the main report has already been well flagged over the last couple of weeks. We know that it's going to recommend that people who have terminal illnesses should be allowed access assisted dying. We know that's going to be the main recommendation. I suppose the committee members themselves, expect that whatever form this would take would be very complex. Yeah. It would take some time to draft. So the actual, outline of what this would be, an up and down, straightforward bill won't be available today. What we will get is a long-awaited report into what the committee has looked for, because this issue has been on the agenda for quite a while. Most of this government, it was first introduced by Gino Kenny in late 2020. It was reported on by the Justice Committee. That report recommended a special committee. That special committee sat for, since last June, I think 24, 25 hearings in total. So what we've ended up with today is a set of recommendations from that committee, largely around, largely based on the idea that assisted dying should be something should be legislated for in Ireland. But like you said, you also do have a minority report coming from the members of the committee who voted against this report. That's Ronan Mullen, the independent senator, Fianna Fáil TD, Robert Troy, and then the chair, Michael Healy-Ray. Michael Healy-Ray said last night to me that he had voted against it, that I suppose his position was completely logical in that he voted against the report as is, and he agrees with Ronan Mullen's recommendations.
Okay. A minority report of this kind, Paul, is this very unusual in these circumstances?
No, not really. When you think of the makeup of Oireachtas committees, they take in people from government, from opposition. There's often dissent. There's often, if you look at Oireachtas committee reports, there's often a note that says this is not a unanimous report. A lot of them will be unanimous. A lot of them will get together around central ideas. Okay. But the idea of opposition isn't that rare.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning on that. That is Paul Hosford, their political correspondent with the Irish Independent. And we're also joined now by Gino Kenny, People Before Profit TD and vice chair of that committee. Gino, the report's going to be published today, later on today. Are we right in thinking it will recommend that it will legislate for assisted dying in certain circumstances? Can you tell me as much as you can, I suppose, about what's going to be in this main report?
Yeah, after, 1 year since its foundation, the committee has concluded that the legislation in Ireland around assisted dying needs to change. There was over 24 meetings, public meetings, and it heard from over 100 witnesses in relation to this issue. A very complex issue. And we concluded as a majority on the committee that in certain circumstances, assisted dying should be legislated in Ireland. So that's very significant in relation to the overall issue. And the next step in the report would be that the report now is sent to the government, and then the government will have to make a decision whether to legislate in the lifetime of this government. But it's hugely significant in relation to the findings of the committee.
And it's in keeping with what we've seen, I believe, in terms of opinion polls, that the majority of the electorate believe that this should happen as well. Gino, in terms of, I suppose, safeguards around this, as you said, this is a very complicated, very sensitive issue. There are lots of ethics at play here, but will there be safeguards in to protect people so there's no pressure on people who might feel they're a burden? There's no sense of ever having a duty to die rather than a right to die, all those kinds of things. Those safeguards will be recommended, they'll be put in place should it happen?
Obviously, the committee examined the issue of around safeguards and oversight, which is hugely important in relation to this issue. And eligibility is obviously extremely important. Those that can avail of assisted dying. So the committee has recommended that in limited circumstances, somebody with a terminal diagnosis with less than 6 months and somebody with a neurodegenerative condition with 12 months or less could avail of assisted dying. In relation to safeguards, there would be two doctors that are independent of each other, that if somebody makes, I suppose, an approach around assisted dying, them doctors would be qualified around, you know, assisted dying legislation and also looking out for coercion. And that's really, really important.
Yeah.
And at all time, that person that makes a request for assisted dying has to have capability and capacity at all times throughout that process. So them safeguards...
conversations, and we have heard them being had, that people maybe with limited capacity, people maybe who are in the early stages or even the later stages of dementia, they'd be excluded from this.
They would be excluded from this process.
Okay.
And the person would have to have capacity at all times throughout the process. And that's extremely important, extremely important.
So this report obviously takes account of all of those. We are hearing reports that a minority report is also going to be released. Michael Healy-Ray was obviously the chair of the committee, and that he, along with two other committee members, that a minority report is going to be produced, I suppose, offering a slightly alternative view. What do you know about this, Gino?
Yeah, I mean, there was never going to be consensus in relation to the committee's conclusions, because you have 14 different people around the committee and they have different views. And a majority supported legislation, but also a minority supported no legislation. And they have a different view than the majority. And that's fair enough.
This is Robert Troy, Ronan Mullins, and Michael Healy-Ray himself.
Yeah, yeah. And they have a different view. And that's, I completely respect that. I completely respect that. They will have a minority report today. I don't generally have a problem with that. The main thing is that the report that will be published today recommends legislative change. And to me, that is the most important thing of today, because obviously many people throughout the last, say, 10, 12 years, there's a long lineage of those that have been campaigning for change in legislation, such as Marty Fleming, Vicky Phelan. I mean, Vicky Phelan's input in relation to this issue has been huge in relation to...
Do you not agree then with Fine Gael TD, Alan Farrell, who has suggested that this minority report is undermining the main report, and that indeed TD Michael Healy-Ray's position as chair is now untenable?
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, it's a kind of a unique situation because Michael is the chair, what was the chair of the committee, and he is obviously dissenting in relation to the findings of the report. And that's, to me, I think it's fair enough.
Okay, so you think this is not an unreasonable thing? These are two, it's a very difficult issue, as I think we've established, but that this is not an unreasonable move by these three committee members?
I don't think so, because you're never going to get a consensus in relation to this issue. And if others want to have a report other than the main report, okay, to me, that's fine. That's fine. The main thing is the report today, and obviously most people will hear the findings of the report in relation to its recommendations around this issue.
Look, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That is Gino Kenny there, People Before Profit TD and Vice Chair of that committee.
It is The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.